This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another big-time national signing day announcement just went down live on CBS Sports HQ. You saw five-star linebacker Harold Perkins announce his commitment to the LSU Tigers. We've got Shay Dixon on the line to break it all down. Shay, Harold Perkins to Baton Rouge. How did that go down?
Well, it was a multi-year recruiting process that spanned multiple coaching staffs at LSU. I mean, you go back to the beginning of Harold's process when he first kind of emerged onto the scene and moved his way up the rankings. LSU was in on him, and he's got a lot of his family is still in the New Orleans area. He had moved at a young age from New Orleans to Houston, but the amount of times I think he spent driving from Houston to New Orleans to see family really afforded a lot of opportunities to drop in at LSU. And I think, Blair, that we look back at a recruitment that we knew would be wild, and certainly even him picking LSU at the end after committing to A&M on what at an All-American Bowl and doing it on live TV, and then within just a couple of weeks backing off that pledge. We don't see that happen a ton in recruiting cycles, and then for him to go to LSU, I think it's certainly a surprise to people around the country. But for LSU, I think they look back at it and say, hey, look, we know we went through coaching changes, but we always kind of, Perkins had always had interest in LSU. He had always made visits. He saved his official visit, the final one for LSU, and spent the weekend there with his mom and dad and a lot of family members. And he would, you know, you could just scroll through the photos on our website on 24/7, and they'd be out there taking photos of him at games, and he'd be in, you know, his Cy Park uniform and LSU football gloves. So, you know, as much as we knew this one would be wild, maybe we look back on it and say, hey, we should have known that he was pretty interested in LSU all along.
We always talk about how the early signing period has maybe taken the luster off of traditional signing day. This recruitment had a vintage feel to it, right? With the twists and turns, the late decommitment, the live television announcement, obviously doing it now on HQ and giving Brian Kelly a big pickup. I don't want to say Brian Kelly was playing catch up because he arrived late and obviously he had to close strong in this cycle. But how impressive do you think that job was for that staff with the late developing coaching staff and getting all the assistants in place, and then to be able to flip a prospect that had just committed to A&M a month ago and then to close the deal and really finish strong the way they did?
Absolutely. And I look at it in a few parts here. You got to remember, every single coach on LSU staff minus one, the O-line coach Brad Davis, you know, was not retained. So he's the only guy who was on the Orgeron staff who's still on this one. Well, his work was done in December. They signed Will Campbell and Emory Jones and Fitzgerald West and Bo Bordelon. So they had four offensive linemen, and the rest of the coaching staff, which some of them had not even been hired yet by that signing day, were having to come on late. And whether that meant locking guys in for December or pushing for guys in this period here coming up to, you know, through the national signing day, the traditional one. But for LSU, people need to remember this, is the past 2 years, they were a 500 football team and then a 500 football team in the regular season, and they lose a bowl game to Kansas State. So that's the first losing season since 1999. And the next year, that was Jerry DiNardo's final year. The next year, a guy named Nick Saban shows up on campus as the head coach for Michigan State. So it's been, 22 years since LSU had a losing season, like they did this past fall. So you knew you were coming with really wholesale changes. And I think for Kelly, for Brian Kelly and his staff, they looked at a roster that for 2 years in a row went into the back end of the season with half of a total scholarship count. I mean, they played the Kansas State game, the bowl game, the Texas Bowl in January with 39 scholarship players. I mean, you can have 85. So it was all about, we need to build for the long term, but we have to be competitive next year. And that's where the transfer portal came into play. So they left, and this is a good number to know, they left the early signing period with 13 high school signees. By the time, and no transfer portal additions, by the time we got to this signing day, they had signed 12 transfer portal guys. So you're sitting on a 25-man class that split right down the middle between transfers and high school additions. And obviously, they've done a really, and I don't think they're done because they've got spots left. They've done a really nice job of balancing the portal and high school targets. And it's not a long-term solution, but if you're LSU and a completely new staff with a roster that's pretty depleted, you need some short-term fixes. And I think they were able to do that in terms of finding out a way to bring enough guys in that can help you right now, but also don't completely bail on the reality that you need high school guys and that you need to, you know, be big on development and retaining them.
We're joined by Shay Dixon. He covers recruiting and the LSU beat for 247sports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Shay Dixon. Now, before we go, Shay, you mentioned it. You touched on it. The transfer portal is so big now, especially for these marquee college football programs where they can mix and match. And it's kind of a free agency era where you're able to fill out some positions of need. But this is a five-star prospect. Harold Perkins, the number five overall player in the 247 Sports rankings, the number eight overall player in the composite, number one among linebackers. Backers, the immediate impact and the potential for him to make an immediate impact is right there for the taking for Harold Perkins. What do you envision him doing once he arrives on campus?
Yeah, I think he's an instant impact guy in terms of LSU doesn't have a ton of proven depth at linebacker. Damone Clark is onto the NFL draft. Micah Baskerville is going to be back as a senior, and certainly he'll be a cornerstone piece. And then Mike Jones is a transfer from Clemson that was here this past year and played some. He'll be back. But beyond that, there's not, you know, anyone you can circle that's had real playing time or a lot of years in the program to develop. So they had to find a way, whether it was the transfer portal or high school additions, but they needed to find a way to add a linebacker or more than one here late in the game. And boy, it doesn't get any better than Perkins. As you noted, number one linebacker in the country on 24/7, top five prospect. Funny enough, and I guess if you want to look at the composite rankings to offer up this take, the only five-star LSU will have signed, guys like Walker Howard and Will Campbell and Jacoby Matthews announces the last one on signing day. Those guys all were Louisiana guys who had touched five-star status or hovered around it at different points. But when the dust settled on the composite rankings, it appears that Perkins will be the only five-star they sign. So I don't think you can undersell how big that is for them, just both from splash standpoint on signing day and getting a win over Texas A&M and Florida, a couple of teams you play every year, but also them, you know, getting a guy who can really help you these next 3 years in terms of getting him ready and out there and his feet wet next year, and then hoping that the year after that and his junior year are years where he's shining enough to put himself in position for the NFL draft, because that would mean he certainly played a lot of good football in Baton Rouge.
Can't undersell five-star linebacker Harold Perkins to LSU, and can't undersell the job that Shay Dixon does over at Go 24/7. Shay, thank you so much for joining us on this National Signing Day. Enjoy the rest, right? I know it gets a little crazy for us as we hit the road for all these tournaments, but enjoy the next few days, and can't wait to do it again, my friend.
Yes, nothing better than a February dead period. I am all for it, so we'll make it.
All right, that is Shay Dixon. You can follow him on Twitter, at Shay Dixon. Remember, stay locked into 247sports.com for all the latest on your favorite college football team as we head into the ever-important spring evaluation period. For Shay Dixon and our producer, Lance Glynn, I am Blair Angulo. Thank you so much for listening to this bonus edition of the 247 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast as five-star linebacker Harold Perkins chooses the LSU Tigers.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.